This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WIP afternoon show. They like Spike and Fritz. Fran, was that on time? We can't tell here.
You guys felt like a second.
Oh.
It was funny, though. Back here, at least.
Well, maybe we'll try to get one of the get that cord for next time. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you like the Eagles giving Saquon Barkley a contract extension? 88.5% say yes. 11.5%, the Jack Fritz portion, say no. 215-592-9494. Stewardess Jim, you're in WIP. What's up, brother?
Yeah, you were way off on the singing. Did you get that money back yet? Jesus. Anyway, listen, you know that term being thrown under the bus? I guess I'm being thrown under the airplane now.
Well, yeah.
How?
Welcome to the show.
I mean, you did something really easy, and you got too much credit for it, and now the chickens come home to roost, buddy.
I had alcohol for them taken care of on the way down. Coming back, alcohol, first class, no problem. So to your listening audience out there, okay, wow, somebody put me in first class? What a great guy.
You are a great guy.
But they did that at first. Yeah. But then you called every show.
Yes, that's where we turned on you.
Yeah,
you called
everyone.
The other show complaining about me and Jack.
I didn't complain. I don't know what you're talking about. Do you have the recording of it anywhere? I don't have it anywhere. Well, anyway, listen, Cowboys are making the right moves right now. Coming at you guys, so be careful.
Shut up.
Coming at you.
What are you talking
coming
about?
Coming at us with what?
Yeah. Still haven't extended Michael Parsons.
The Cowboys are like the third best team in the division.
No, they'll be second best.
Nah.
Commanders are frauds.
Amazing.
Commanders are frauds. Hey, listen, next time you go on a flight, just let me know when you're going, and then I can tell the crew what to do so they can take
Thursday
care of you.
Thursday morning, American Airlines. Jack, let's start his
chin first flight out of Tampa.
That's right.
Yeah, that's where we'll be.
I will find out who's on there, and if I know them, they'll take care of me.
All right. Just let them know that I like to go to the bathroom while we're going to the runway.
Just one boarding group three.
Jack, just let me just tell you something. When you get up to go to the bathroom while the plane is moving, my job is to call the captain and tell him that someone is in the bathroom. He then has to stop the airplane. Stop it. And we have to wait for you to come out of the bathroom while the entire airport knows that you're in the bathroom.
Well, good for you. I'm a quick goer.
Yeah, which probably means you didn't wash your hands. So
I did. No, I've been bullied into washing my hands.
Well, I heard him not wash his hands once at work. So
that's
not true. It is true.
No,
I was in the stall. I heard you leave right
You're
away.
You're fooled.
I'm not lying.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you. So Howie Roseman was on Todd McShay's podcast, which is now part of the Ringer podcast network.
Shields Home.
And by the way, I've been told on Shields' podcast that me and my podcast was disrespected by two of his guests recently.
Which guests?
The producer and some guy he had on to talk about baseball. I don't know the guy. I saw the guy.
Would never be me.
No, it certainly wasn't you. You weren't invited on.
I've been on multiple times. Thank you.
But not this time. Anyway, Howie was on Todd McShay's podcast. And why don't we do the sex analogy he did first, friend?
I think for me, the first, is this PG rated or PG-13?
Whatever you want.
So I'd say like the first one's almost like, can I say this? Bob?
Yes,
can we delete this? Is this live? You don't know what I'm saying?
You can be
it's,
you.
It's almost like the first time you have sex. You're so glad you had sex. It's not even the quality of it. The second
Perfect.
Time.
That's actually great.
The second time, it's like, wow, I could actually have fun and enjoy this. And so I would say, and Bob just had sex for his first time a couple weeks ago. So I think that, you know, maybe he could talk about the first time again. But I think that this one, now the game was a little different, you know, and we're fortunate about that. But I think this one, it was more fun. It was like less of a relief, less of like just like, all right, I got one, like I can check that box off, and more like, let's enjoy it, let's have fun, understanding a little bit better how to celebrate it.
How do you feel about when Howie acts cool?
Well, I mean, listen, he's peacocking right now.
He is.
So to the victor goes the spoils.
I guess so.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. Right? So that's...
I do understand the analogy, I guess.
No,
when I have sex the second time, I'm going to find out if he's right.
I understand the analogy. I prefer him not use that analogy.
Yeah. How are we using the analogy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was like a dog in bed.
Yeah. Second time, he's really working at it.
So he's feeling pretty good about himself right now.
That
so.
Quote made me more nervous about the Saquon effect.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. That's when he starts busting out the toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What?
This guy. Get this guy in South
always
Florida.
Always one step.
Yeah.
one step too far.
Always one step too far with it.
Yep, absolutely. That's my nickname. So, Howie also talked about the now famous, you know, Andy Reid used to be the king of the bye week in Philadelphia and always won the game after the bye. But this bye week is the biggest bye week in Philadelphia Eagles history. Howie spoke about the big week 5 bye week for the Eagles this year.
We are going to have adversity, whether you and I have it with our jobs and how it affects our life, or during the course of the season. I mean, we were 2-2. We went into the bye week coming off of 1-6. So, what were we? 3-8 over our last 11 games. And everyone was burying us. And that week, that bye week, everyone got together and said, all right, we have too good of a team. We have too many good people. How are we fixing it? And it wasn't like your fault, your fault, your fault. It was like, we gotta fix this.
Yeah.
It's too good of an opportunity. And I think that if you don't have the right people, that comes into finger pointing. And that comes into, hey, my fault. You know, you gotta fix this. You gotta fix this. And when I look back at our season, that moment, and you go into this, and you know this, you go into the season, you go, week 5 bye. Gosh, it's freaking still warm in freaking Philly.
Yeah.
Even if I wanted to go away, it's going to be the same weather wherever I go away. Like, this stinks, you know? It was the best thing that happened to us.
I'll tell you what that bye week did. It cost Jeffrey Lurie $36 million in guaranteed money to Saquon Barkley. Because that is ultimately the... They won the Super Bowl, and that was the birth of this extension, was that bye week.
Yeah, it seems like an awful lot went on during that bye week from a collaborative standpoint. Guys needing to show that they'd be willing to compromise and be flexible and change some things. And like he said, I think it took all of them. It took all of them, right, to be a part of that. It wasn't just the coaches. It was the players. He had talked offensively, defensively. They knew that they needed to tackle better. Nick Sirianni, not only did he change course as far as what the identity and philosophy would be of the offense moving forward, but also the identity and the philosophy of the team, where it wasn't just about talking about being a physical team. They actually put it into practice, literally into practice, right? And they became a better tackling team. They became a much better blocking team. Like, the practices were harder. They were a little longer, a little more detail-oriented. Like, you gotta have enough conviction, first and foremost. And you also got to have the trust of your players. But he had to have a conviction in making these changes in order to get them to buy into it. And they bought into it, and they saw the results. Now, it's a lot easier to buy into change when things aren't going well.
Yep.
All right, when things aren't going well.
Sure.
And so they were able to do it, and my goodness, I've thrown this stat at Jordan my lot of the last couple of times he's been on with us, because it's just an amazing stat when you think about it. I think we forget sometimes how many games they ran off. They literally won 16 of the next 17 games they played.
And the one was when Hurts was hurt. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's crazy to think, after the way they looked the first 4 weeks of the season.
Yes, which was iffy. It felt like we were in store for 9-8.
10-7
yeah,
type of team.
We fight the entire year about who's good and who's not.
It's crazy.
So, 215-592-9494.
Yeah, I guess Saquon, $36 million.
Yeah,
screw
it. I mean, when you think about it.
Yeah.
He's faced the team. Faced the team.
Marlin in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP.
Cowboys fan.
Yep.
Yeah, first-time caller. I'm a first-time caller, bro. And you the first time I ever heard Spike Eskin. But anyway,
oh boy.
I just called because I just think, you know, they should have gave Saquon it, because if it wasn't for him, it wouldn't be a season. Anyway, so good job. I think we should stop just giving Howie his flowers because he did that, because of the fact that he didn't put no money in the defense anyway last year. So he was on a hope and a prayer.
Players in the defense.
Also,
he drafted players.
Yeah, he actually drafted players.
I'm gonna hit you with something. You know, with 2-2, when Nick shaved his hair off, he pulled the Joel. You'll learn about that one day when you go home, or we at the family barbecue and we just start talking. But he got his blessing. Thank God for that, for Nick. But anyway, Jack, you don't put nobody on when they got a comment about Attaboy. So
that's true. He doesn't like Bryce Harper comments.
I ain't gonna say no name. I ain't gonna. But listen. All that we keep pointing out what Trey need to do this year, and I get that. He does need to get on his job. But Attaboy need to step it up, too. Because I think
what kind of numbers are you looking for from Attaboy? Being derogatory.
What I'm going to say is they have great players, and Rob Thompson is a great manager. But we not taking all the criticism from WIP and Attaboy, this guy put a fanatic on his wherever he put it at, and don't color it in, and then turn around. You know what I'm saying? So let's not beat up our great players.
Bryce is a great player.
Well, you was the first one, and I will quote, we don't play for MVPs. When Joel Embiid got an MVP, well, we don't just play for MVPs.
Well, yeah, Jack, what do you think of that?
We don't play for numbers.
Well,
we don't play for numbers. We need.
He did win a pennant.
You know, Marlon, I'm looking at his stats, and you're making a lot of sense. Bryce Harper RBIs, 84, 65, 72, 87.
Yeah, all that matters.
87, 86. Yeah. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, when he missed the thumb.
Home runs, 13, 18, 21.
In that World Series, when it was a goose egg on the board, I think Bryce Harper was swinging. Now, had he got a home run and nobody else did, then it's okay to criticize others. But I think when that zero was up there, he did nothing either. So that's why
right.
The other players is still in some type of way. That's why
I'm happy
Joel Embiid is doing what he's doing to get better. Got
yep.
190.
Joel Embiid is doing what he's doing to get better?
He is.
He's playing so much.
Whatever he's doing to get better, he got paid. But your man want to get paid. Attaboy want to get paid. And he ain't did nothing yet.
This is why Marlin's always last on the call board.
He did nothing yet.
I didn't know that.
Well, you're a Cowboys fan.
Maybe. Well, yes. I love Dallas. Yes. I do.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Did you feel disgusting saying that?
I take my loan, but I will say, y'all didn't put no money on that defense, and y'all got lucky last year. I will say that. So all that, I just heard the podcast.
Well, you can't have the best defense in the league and call it lucky, Marlon.
Well, he didn't have no money in it, and it just came to fruition.
The best general managers get the most out of the least. Your job as a general manager is to get the most value out of the money you spend. And if they spent the fourth least on defense and had the best defense, it means they did a good job.
Ike Reese said, I remember last year when the Eagles playing Miami. Well, Fangio, you know, his defenses, they do give up over 300 yards. Okay,
they didn't hear.
Or they didn't do it this year.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, so you didn't have the person last year.
See, y'all know I listen to y'all. I love y'all, and I listen to all of you.
Oh, we know it.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're not listening to a Dallas station.
You know nothing about sports, but I got you.
Well, you made some points, though.
No, you don't.
He made some points.
No, you really don't.
Thank you.
But listen, Marlon, Vegas gave y'all a blessing.
All right.
Vegas gave y'all a blessing.
All right. Thank you, Marlon. I mean, you know, I'm just, you know, you say he has 900 OPS every year. I'm looking the last 6 years, two of the years he had a 900 OPS.
If you're going to not give him 898.
Is 900, 900?
If you want to count his whole tenure, it's over.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's not any good.
Well, that's not what I said.
Yeah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle
if
for
if he wins a title. Take your name off the show.
Oh.
And give me a week.
Oh.
These frauds.
Oh, well, maybe I'll be on paternity leave that week.
Yeah, well, that's not happening.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Yeah, because I wouldn't take off when it's important.
It wasn't important.
Brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Who?
The BayCare ballpark crowd when Jack was announced as the hot dog shooter.
Oh, well.
They were?
Yeah. It's a fair point. Now, one person did notice. We heard one Trey Turner might have turned around and taken a look.
He's like, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
He's here again.
Everyone's like, stand up. All right, what's next?
Larry Boa assessing the Phil's rotation. Wheels is looking like wheels. Knowles is throwing great. Lizardo has ridiculous stuff. Walker has a uniform. Tim in Newark.
Yeah, sounds about right. What's next?
Nothing says insider of the year like going on WIP and admitting you're just guessing, only to, mere minutes later, complain that other reporters are just guessing. Alex in Lancaster.
The Elliot hypocrisy continues.
Yeah,
I had him in shambles, man.
Well, it was not a good afternoon for him. We cut his hour down to 12 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
No, I didn't like that. I love having Elliot on for an hour. It was just simply untenable today.
Maybe we'll have him in Thursday for an hour.
When we're back?
Yeah, it'd be a low-energy show.
Yeah, we'd love to have him back. Yeah, rile us all up. Maybe we might need him in for the 2 o'clock hour on Thursday.
Great. Lead the show.
Yeah, what's next?
Extensions being paid for past performance? I love those! Spike when it comes to Embiid and Saquon's deals.
He brought us a title.
What did Embiid did too?
Well, Embiid didn't brought us an MVP at least.
Thank God.
As many as Bryce here.
Yeah.
What's next?
And a Bennett.
The sounds of the old spring training remote. The cracks of the bats, the cheers, the seagulls. And who doesn't love the random people yelling, "Are you still on the air?" Mark in Monco.
That's classic.
Next line.
We need Mike to just start punching them.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say we could bring Taz down here, but Taz doesn't. Taz just stares at his phone while it happens.
Well, and there's no waitresses for him to talk to.
Whoa! I didn't know if I set it up that way if you would do that.
On it. Yep. Put the man's business out there, man.
Nah, he's fine.
He's single.
Yeah,
he's single,
course.
Man.
Exactly.
Single and mingle, yeah. Man. I got some stories for you about the old YSP Taz.
Oh, man. The guy can't get off the streets.
Yeah, well, let me tell you. No, he's a sales guy.
Oh, okay.
He was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's one way you could take what he said.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Poor Taz. I love Taz.
Now I'm...
Well, we don't have street teams anymore.
Yeah, so, no, so we're good. We're good. Doesn't exist. Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow, we will have Bryce Harper joining us at 3:30.
Yep. And make sure he doesn't listen to the show today.
Yes. Trey Turner joins us at 2:30. And just so you know, Bryce, if you're listening, it was really the callers. I was just piling on. Trey Turner will join us at 2:30. Bryce Harper, 3:30. Preston Mattingly, Phillies GM, will join us at 4:30. We'll be back here at Baycare Ballpark.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why I have such a problem with it. I want to say daycare every time.
Nah, daycare's dead, hopefully.
Thanks to the Phillies. Thank you, John Brazier, for making sure everything worked fine. Thanks to Mike Angelina here at the stadium engineering for us. Thank you to Fran back there at the studio. And we will talk to you tomorrow. TK is next. TK is going to spit fire about something. Maybe it's about the Saquon extension. I don't know. But the TK show will be good. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.